Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sarah Shalala. New South Wales has recorded 207 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and one death, with at least 50 of the cases active in the community during their infectious period. The results come after more than 117,000 tests in the state to 8 p.m. last night. There has also been an outbreak in an aged care facility in Summerhill, with 18 residents and two staff members testing positive. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the main form of transmission remains in workplaces and households, which is where authorities are focusing their efforts on.
That is what we're trying to break the back of moving forward. Can I stress that August is the month where all of us should come forward and get vaccinated? It will be a combination of seeing where the case numbers are in a month's time, as well as the rate of vaccination, that determines what August 29 looks like.
Victoria has recorded two new local cases of COVID-19 from more than 21,000 tests, as health authorities declare the end of the state's Delta outbreak is drawing near. Both cases are linked to Victoria's current outbreaks and were in isolation for their entire infectious period. Health Minister Martin Foley says the state has also decided to impose further restrictions on people travelling from New South Wales into Victoria that come into effect from 11:59 tomorrow.
Fines will apply for people using the border bubble permit exception for non-essential reasons. And just remind everyone that the fine is up to $5,492.
There are 134 active cases in Victoria, down 27 from Sunday. Queensland has extended its lockdown in 11 local government areas until 4 p.m. on Sunday, 8 August, after the state recorded 13 new local cases of COVID-19. There were also two cases in hotel quarantine. 13 of the new cases are all linked to the current outbreak in the last few days, bringing the total in the state to 31. Seven new cases are students from Ironside State School. Five are related to Ironside State School, including household members or family contacts, and one case is linked to a confirmed case from the karate school. Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young is urging people across the state to get tested if they have any symptoms.
Now, I am asking for people outside Brisbane to also make sure they get tested, so people outside the southeast corner, because I don't know where this virus has already moved to. So just because you live outside one of those 11 LGAs, don't feel comfortable.
To other news now, and the United Kingdom has joined Israel in alleging Iran carried out a fatal drone strike on an oil tanker off the coast of Oman in the Arabian Sea. Iran denies being involved in the assault. The attack marks the first known fatal attack after years of assaults on commercial shipping in the region, linked to tensions with Iran over its nuclear deal. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says his country and its allies planned a coordinated response over the strike on Thursday on the oil tanker Mercer Street. To sport now, and the Matildas will take centre stage at the Tokyo Olympics today when they face Sweden in a semi-final clash that's arguably the biggest game in their history. Australia's women's football team are in their final four of the Olympics or World Cup for the first time following their epic 4-3 quarterfinal win over Great Britain. They will at least match the Ollie-Roos' fourth place finish in 1992 and contend for a medal. Australia haven't beaten Sweden in 11 games, stretching back 24 years. I'm Sarah Shalala. This is SBS News in Easy English.